Obviously, very disappointing when you don't take advantage of the opportunity we had today. But the bottom line is we didn't get it done. And now we got to get ready to go, obviously, against San Diego in their backyard and find a way to get the job done out there.
Mike, what's been the problem at home this year? I think if my records are right, this is the first time since the Broncos have been in the NFL that you lost three non-playoff games on your home field.
Well, you know, we moved the ball quite well. Obviously, we gave up some yardage on special teams. We didn't get the ball into the end zone when we were in the red zone. We lost a turnover game, 2-0. So you do that, you lose football games. National Football League, everybody's good. You lose a turnover battle. You don't score in the red zone. You give up field position like we did. That's how you lose a game. I thought he did pretty good coming back. You know, he kind of got sore there at the end when he took himself out. He felt a little bit tight. But I thought, for the most part, at least what I saw, he did a pretty good job.
How tough does that make it on you when you have no run? I mean, just...
Well, yeah, when Pope went out early, we felt like he had a great week of preparation. He got all the reps, and when he went out as early as he did, obviously it got us away a little bit from a running game and weren't as effective. But... we still had our opportunities, obviously.
How about the way the offensive line gutted it
out? Pardon me?
The way the offensive line gutted it out.
Well, I mean, to see Ryan Clady, what type of shape he was in on Wednesday and Thursday, and to come back and play is very impressive. And obviously with Cooper, with a couple of broken bones in his hands, and to play the whole game tells a lot about their character and type of mindset that these young men have. Well, obviously very disappointed in the loss. We had an opportunity today to win the division. We didn't take advantage of the opportunity, so everybody's sick to their stomachs. I mean, you can't get sicker than that. But, it's got to last a short time. We got to get ready for San Diego.
When did you decide on the field goal attempt at the end of the first half?
Well, you know, the wind was blowing pretty good. You know, it was the other way. I felt like it was a 10-yard difference, so I didn't think the distance was... a question. Obviously, they come back and kick a 49-yarder against the win. But obviously, it didn't turn out to be the right decision. We were stopping them pretty good at that time. I think they had 3-4 first downs up to that point.
You decided you weren't going to kick it deep?
Well, obviously, they had a couple opportunities and almost broke the first one. And then we did kick it deep to the right side a couple times. But overall, we had a couple mortar kicks that were a little short, you know. Not quite high enough, but obviously very ineffective in that area. I didn't know what the yardage was, but a lot of yardage on, obviously, special teams.
Mike, did your defense down in the first quarter? Did they adjust? Did your defense stop playing at that level?
Well, we blitzed early, took advantage of them a little bit. They hit us on a couple quick passes where they got some big runs after the catch, and we tried to keep them a little off balance, and when they got in the red zone, they scored. And, that was the difference in the game. Took advantage of their opportunities once they got down there, both in the running game and the passing game. And instead of settling for 3 points, they got touchdowns, and it was just too much for us to come back with. Still had our opportunity at the end of the game to at least tie it, and fell a little bit short.
What do you think Jay played overall?
Oh, I thought he made some great plays, put all the pressure on him. Obviously, there's always a couple opportunities he wishes he had back. That's the nature of the game, but I'm in a competitor that we'll be very proud of for a long time.
Mike, forget about for a second your preseason prediction of making playoffs. If you don't make it, in terms of the progression of the franchise is currently constituted, what's that going to mean for your team if you guys fall short in your opinion?
I don't know. I can't answer that question. Obviously, very disappointed if we don't take advantage of our opportunity. But you just keep on getting better. If you don't get it done, you get ready for the next year. But I think we've got a lot of young players on our football team right now that are very disappointed that they know that they should have took advantage of this opportunity. But the bottom line is you either get it done or you didn't get it done. And we didn't get it done in a couple areas that we need to work on and hopefully get better at. But if we don't get better at that areas, once we get to the playoffs, we're not going to do anything. So we've got some work this week, and hopefully we can fine-tune some things, get a couple of our players back a little bit healthier, and go into San Diego and find a way to get it done.
Mike, how serious is PJ's injury? Might he be able to play?
Hamstring.
You know how serious it is?
No, and serious enough that he couldn't go back in.